This is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Creation Lightship Healing here on bbsradio.com. We're on Station 1 tonight with Ron, and we're going to do a Q&A format this evening. We'll be getting back to our clearing profile Wednesday nights at some point soon, but we're just going to take general questions tonight. We're not taking callers, so if you could email your questions for Ron this evening over to clsquestions@yahoo.com, CLS for Creation Lightship, questions, plural, at yahoo.com, or if they're nice and short, you can type them into the fast chat. And just put in your subject line if you're sending an email that it's for tonight's show, and kind of keep those a little short too. That's helpful if they're not too long. And so let's see. I guess the first thing that we'll do, Ron, you're there, right? You're on the line with us.
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, so maybe we'll if you want to charge up the light being picture for everybody, and then we'll get into the show.
Sure. So here we go, everybody. Bring up the light being on your monitor screen. And here we go. So one, I'll bring peace energy to you. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, and one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And we'll do it again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. That feels pretty good. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. Great. So let's see. I'm trying to get into CLS questions here, which just jumped off my screen. So we do have an interesting question that we're going to start with tonight from a listener who's been listening for several months and has been doing some clearings for his father, who has severe dementia or Alzheimer's. So this man has done the whole life emotional clearing for his dad, and also did the spirit barcode for his father. And just in answer to your question in the email real quick, because this guy's screen turned off a few times when the clearing was running, and he was wondering if the barcode was removed. So Ron wants you to know that, yes, you did remove the barcode. That clearing worked perfectly fine. And so, Ron, the question here is, and it's a good one for all of us, really, is if, especially if we're doing clearings for other people, if we do the spirit barcode, and in this case, this guy did the whole life emotional for his father, his dad obviously is older and ill. If this gentleman dies before ascension, he's wondering what happens to his father in between the time of his passing and the time of ascension.
Oh, that's a very good question. So, yes, after you do those clearings, what happens is you're put into quarantine. And so you're kind of like held in stasis until ascension happens. And then the light beings will look around for the bits and pieces of you, of your spirit, to bring you back into wholeness as much as it can before ascension also. So you are, in a sense, saved by the light. So you're kind of put in a holding pattern because you can't go anywhere because ascension hasn't occurred. And that remember, the only reason why there is ascension is to have the energies change so that the beams of light can go to a different location if they would like to. Here, you're here. So you're just being taken out of a program that you put into by the darkness. But you don't have a choice of where you're going to like you would if you're in the land of light. Now, in the land of light, if you were to ask me this question, And it will just say that you didn't do any clearings because you wouldn't need them. But if you were in light and you said, gee, you know, we have this radio program here, and when I dematerialize my body and the body no longer lives, that light form, what happens to me? Well, then your spirit just finds another body to locate, or you know, it locates a body if it chooses to and goes into another incarnation in the light. And there's no judgment, but that's the way it works. So you actually find a life form that you want to go into. So you can go into as many as you like. But here, because you came in and you're kind of stuck being in a 2,000-year cycle, which is what helps you out to get out of here, that the light comes every 2,000 years to get you out of darkness. If you can hold that energy of light, that's what the darkness does, though. It takes you out of the light. But by doing the clearings, and especially the spirit barcode, then you're actually connected to the light, and they can find you. Like I mentioned before, many programs, you know, what happened at the time of Jesus is that the people that were living that even did the clearings with Jesus, the emotional clearing, and whatever else he could have performed for them, but mainly the emotional one was the main one. At that point, if they were abducted and taken off the planet just before ascension, like what they do to us all the time on timelines, so we can just say that they created another timeline and took people off into it, then the light would not see you because you're not here. And if you're not here, then where are you? The light doesn't know where you are. It just looks for light. And does the ascension, everything in the universe of light that it created, that the light created, is turned off. And then everything is put back on again. And that's when you do like the musical chairs, we'll call it, and you go into a different location. And what happens, the darkness then just shifts you back over again here. And so now you're living another lifetime, even the same life that you had before, not even knowing that ascension happened, because the darkness took you sideways, or just another way of saying it, you were just put into another parallel life or another timeline that you knew nothing about, but it looked like the same one that you're living, and you missed out on the ascension. This time, with the clearings that we have, that would be impossible to have done. So back to you, Carrie. So you'd be guaranteed to get out of here with that spirit barcode removal.
Okay, thanks. So this same emailer has a question about getting the intensives for his dad. But before we address how to do that, there was another question at clsquestions@yahoo.com from somebody who had listened to a show recently where we were talking about, I think it was on Saturday, talking about the intensives, and they're not sure what that means. So you want to describe that, Ron, because you have obviously, in a few days, Saturday and Sunday, the August intensives begin. So maybe you can describe for this person what that means, the intensives.
Yeah, so the intensives is what we do on Sundays. So that would be the eight-hour intensive. We start off on a four-hour call on Saturdays, but the next Sunday and then the three adjacent Sundays, consecutive Sundays, is when we do the eight-hour energy work on you, and we get rid of the alien critters that are living inside of your body. And that is very beneficial if you have a situation happening, because they're actually living on your life force energy. So the eight-hour call to get rid of the octopus, and the I don't normally bring them up any longer. Most people on the calls know what they are. All they want to do is get them out of them, so I don't really bring up a lot of the names. I do off and on. But there's like the squid energies, the jellyfish, you know, the black widow, the different types of snakes, different colors of snakes, the scarab that's on your forehead, the maggots on top of your head. You have things between your skin layers. You have things in your intestines. So these are all alien, energetic, parasitic life forms, and they can also become physical. So I'll just talk about that. If you have seen people doing shape-shifting, then that would be an energetic life form, and then all of a sudden a person would actually be changed, and then they would be physical as a shapeshifter. So we do have these things in us, and could they all of a sudden materialize and take over your body? Possibly. Shapeshifters do that all the time. You just got to remember that these things are in you, living inside of you, and fortunately, that's just the way it is. So these calls help you out. What I'll do is eliminate one of the critters. Remember, you could have a bunch of them, but we'll just pick on one particular species here, which we'll do the Black Widow energy. And I'll take out a Black Widow energy out of you. Now, you may have more than one. I'll just pick out one of these. Typically, you probably have dozens, if not a lot more. So here we go, Black Widow energy. And this is just inside of your body. And we'll see if you feel something get released. So I'll count to 10 to release one of the Black Widow, and we call them critters. But here goes one Black Widow critter. So one, because it gets taken out of you and terminated. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, there, just left. Okay, so most of you probably have it released from you. And that's what we'll get rid of is the energy that the Black Widow gave you, which would be poisons. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And after the poison, then we have the waste products. So the poisons are what they give you to, harm your body. Along with them probably maybe having you for lunch or something. They have to eat something in you. But they do have the waste products, and they do secrete things into your body. So here we go, waste products. One, two, remember what goes in comes out. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. One, two, three, four, five, six, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And then, naturally, since they're living in you, they don't have a long lifetime, so they may die and they may just be inside of you for a long time and kind of like reeking inside of you there and living and just taking up space. And they do have alien wars inside of your body. Maybe some other aliens don't like the Black Widow or whatever, so they'll have a war, and you're wondering why you're feeling sick one day as you're dealing with a war inside of your body with aliens. So here we go. Death carcasses, so releasing one of these from you here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so you should feel different right now. You might want to get up, walk around, check out how your body is doing. You might feel lighter. Sometimes when I release the octopus energies and things, people may lose an inch or so around the waist. Also, the snakes can do that too. But back to you, Carrie. We'll see if we have any comments on the fast chat.
Okay. And I just want to mention, if if you want to do a little test run of these energies that Ron just did a sample of, there's the alien attack page on Ron's site, creationlightship.com. I think it's called Eliminating Alien Attacks, Shapeshifters, and has a kind of a long title. But you can you can do that. It's a very extensive page that we refer to a lot on the shows, and you can go in and try out some of the sample, not samples, but some of the different alien races, clearing those out of you that way. There's also, just trying to pull up the site right now, there's also a separate clearing, poisons, wastes, and carcass removal, and Ron just did a sample of the waste products. So there's that clearing also. And I think the alien attack page you can try for just $10 a week. But the monthly intensives that Ron was just describing, of course, you get a tremendous amount of healing on those. Ron does a lot of other things as well as just clearing those energies. And they start up again this weekend. So the four-hour ascension preparation call is on Saturday the 10th. And then Sunday the 11th, 18th, and 25th are when the eight-hour calls occur. You can be on these in person on the conference call line, or you can come and go, or you can be fully absentee if you're not able to listen in. It's nice if you haven't done them before to listen in, though, and hear all the different things that Ron is clearing. And I know a lot of people start out that way. I'm going to pull CLS questions back up again. So back to this other question, Ron. So the guy with the father who he's helping, he was he's thinking about ordering the intensives this month, and he's wondering if he can do that for his father, number one. So maybe you can answer that part, and then I'll read the second part of the question.
Yeah, so he could, and I guess the main question there would probably be, well, my father could be in a rest home or, you know, someplace. I won't know what's happening, but that the person, the father, would be absentee. A lot of people do this for people even out of the country that they want to help out. So, yes, in any way works. Once you pay for the clearing, they're automatically absentee. That could be even yourself. You don't have to check in. I think a lot of people like to check in to say hi, but you don't really have to. And so this person, anybody out there would be definitely in the absentee status if you got on and paid for the clearing for them. So that's the way it works. And I have the special where if you do it for yourself, then the next person is at a reduced rate also. So you may want to check on that out, you know, just to see what those prices would be for you. I know children under 18 living at home are free, and so are your animals and pets. So that's a great thing. A lot of people love taking their pets out. I can talk about... one person was on the calls, and this was a long, long time ago, and each time I went to the light ship, the dog would go onto the bed and it would throw over on its back and put its feet straight up in the air and just loved the whole call. A lot of times, you know, dogs and cats will actually come close to your monitor screen and listen and get very, very relaxed. That's what most people comment about. But, yeah, they're included free. I had one person who, many people, but the one person brought up their parents' flowers and things, and they were very beautiful. So quite unusual to have, you know, the energy out these flowers being very, very energetic. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, excuse me. Yeah, and I know last month you were doing, you were giving energetic water to our trees. I have a tree that has been struggling a little in the heat here in the last month, and the visual difference after that one first Sunday when you did the energetic water for the plants that we took up was amazing on my tree, which had brown... little brown areas throughout it, and it was just generally looking very depleted, and its energy was really low. And after that Sunday, it it was so much greener and more full of life. It was really amazing. So you can take up the plants in your garden or in your house, and it really does make a big difference. It's pretty interesting. So, Ron, this guy is just asking when he orders this, and this would apply for any of us who wanted to order the intensives for somebody else. Does he just type their name in to the order form, or should he send you a picture, or how should people deal with that?
Okay, I normally just get the name, from the people. You know, like if you say you did your father, your mother, or somebody that's not in your household, and you don't want to get on the call yourself, you just get it in their name and just pay for it. I do have people that have at times sent me pictures of absentee people, and I do look at those also and print them out and do those for the calls. So that is a possibility, but it's not needed. But once you sign up, they're on the call. So, man, it's just very interesting to hear people comment on how much better someone feels or they're feeling after the calls. And sometimes the absentee clearings, they take a little longer because the person may need a little more time to process because they don't know what's happening. But you are on the call for the whole month of time when the call starts, and you're in quarantine for the whole month. And you're doing and can request physical healing on the Sundays that I have the call, but you cannot request physical healing throughout the week because you're not inside of the lightship. You're only in quarantine throughout the month as they're looking for the bits and pieces of you and taking out darkness and doing spirit retrievals on you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Let's see, we have an email from Michael, and Michael, I want to let you know I can't read the question. You've just got it in the subject bar, and it gets chopped off. So if you could resend that with your question in the main text body of the email, then I can read that out. And then in the meantime, let's see, we've got one from Shannon. First of all, she wanted to let you know about a movie, Ron, that has entities and forced reincarnation in it called Heart and Souls. And she says it's on Netflix. So that's the first thing. And then she recently had a friend who passed away called Carol, and she's wondering where she is and what she's doing now. I don't know if Carol did her spirit barcode or not.
It feels like her spirit is still kind of floating around here. I don't think much longer, but it feels like she's just kind of still here. And, the emotional body is here. But to feel that the spirit energy is still around. So that would be a good thing if she hasn't done the spirit barcode. If she has done the spirit barcode, that's fine because the spirit is still here. So I don't see it being taken by the darkness. We're still floating around here, probably just sightseeing. So back to you,
okay.
Carrie.
All right. So in that case, just in general then, maybe you can talk a little bit about the deceased loved ones clearing, because that's for both those things, the spirit and the emotional body, and maybe let people know how that can help if a person hasn't done any clearings before who's died.
Yeah, okay. So what happens is basically, the spirit will be around for maybe a couple weeks to a month, and then at that point, the darkness will take it away and put the person into, the dark side agenda, forced reincarnation. You have your past life review because they have to clean off the energy, the negativity, the emotional traumas, the dying process, everything else off of the spirit before they can reincarnate again. And so that's what the darkness does. It will take your particular or their particular spirit and put it into the forced reincarnation process. Now, if you do the spirit barcode, then automatically the light will take the spirit at least know where it is. Sometimes, like, the spirit has free will, free choice, and it will want to stick around for a little bit, which is perfectly normal. But at that point, it will not be abducted and put onto timelines and the darkness agenda. Probably the most important thing after that is to do an emotional clearing, which is on there too. And this is on the deceased loved ones. We have two clearings, spirit and emotional body. So the emotional body is what hangs around. That's what gives you the thoughts of the person who passed on and can make people be very, very sad during the funeral process, because naturally that emotional body does not have a host any longer and is looking for, you know, sympathy, and it's also looking for somebody to hop into. So it can do body hopping, and typically it will always do this through family members. So this is why people sort of say off and on, gee, you know, you're acting like, you know, Uncle so-and-so or great-grandfather so-and-so. You have the same mannerisms. Maybe he was a heavy smoker, and now you picked up smoking, or somebody picked up smoking, we'll say, and you don't know why you smoke or they smoke. And it's because that emotional body hopped into a relative because it's similar genetics. And all of a sudden, that person is living that lifestyle. And maybe they have similar talents and hobbies that the emotional body can bring forward. But basically, the emotional body should be out of here also, and you have that availability to get it out of here. That's what you call ghosts. So all the ghosts here are emotional bodies of people who no longer are living. And unfortunately, they body hop through family members, and then they can also body hop through other people. So you want to get that out of here. And those two clearings do that. So if you do have a situation right now where you're thinking of somebody, maybe one of your parents died, or maybe a relative or somebody like that, maybe somebody that was close to you, and you think about them and you're kind of like swell up and you get, you know, teary-eyed over, you know, because they're gone. They've been gone for the last 5 or 10 years, and you logically wonder, gee, why am I having all this sadness? Well, it's because that emotional body has hopped into your own body and is giving you that problem. You can do that clearing for them. It's $50 and get rid of that emotional body. So you may say, well, I do like thinking of that person. What's going to happen if you release that, the memory of that person and their memories of situations that I've had with them? Well, you may still have your own memories, but don't be any trauma attached to it. And so it'll be more neutral for you. But you won't have the emotional ups and downs that you are having now when you think about that person. And sometimes that emotional body is very, very cruel. It will come forth and say, you know, remember that time that you did this to me and it really hurt? And boy, you know, and then all of a sudden you get all this guilt. Or maybe you weren't with one of your loved ones and they asked you, you know, maybe they said, you know, I don't feel too well and I'm going to the hospital. Can you come and see me? And maybe you just couldn't do that. You said, okay, I'll be there in like a week or something, right? And the person passes away in 2 days, and now you have all this guilt because you didn't see the person, and you should have been there because they requested that. And now that emotional body comes into you. Now it's angry. You know, it goes, you know, I wanted to talk to you before I died. I couldn't do that. No, the closure is not there with me, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And now you have all this guilt because you didn't show up. Well, that's the emotional body tormenting you. So if you do that emotional clearing, all of a sudden, all that should go away from you. So the emotional body will not be here to harm you and torture you. That's why I put it up. Another thing, if you have ever been into a funeral, which you probably have, everybody listening, I would guess, and you wonder why people are sobbing and crying, and you wonder, gee, I'm like a relative or family member, and I kind of can deal with this myself, you know, because the person maybe was in a lot of pain or something. And they finally left, and, you know, it's kind of like a blessing that they're no longer here because they were hooked up with all kinds of tubes and stuff for months. And you know that they weren't here, but they had no way to end their life, but they had to die naturally. And, you know, so all of a sudden they left. now all of a sudden you see somebody that maybe knew them 10 years ago. Maybe they played, played golf, or they were, doing bowling with them or something. And they don't even really know the person that well, but they were a friend, and they're really crying out and sobbing because that person is gone. Well, guess what? That emotional body hopped into that person, found a host. And they're going through all these situations of sobbing, and you're wondering, gee, they're not even a family member. How come they're wallowing? Well, that's what it is. That emotional body got inside of them. So you have to remember that's what happens. And then naturally, like I said before, all of a sudden it may come into one of the family members, and it may have some of those traits that person physically had, or talents, and even addictions. And you go, wow, gee, Sally is acting like, acting like Aunt Harriet. I didn't know she liked to have those same, talents or hobbies, or, geez, she never liked squirt acting. And now, all of a sudden, she wants to go square dancing, like your relative, this is really strange and bizarre. Well, that's what happens. So the emotional body will carry that energy, and it will bring it into a person as like an addiction. And it's a roller coaster ride because that emotional body needs a host. So anyway, that clearing is wonderful. So if you do think of somebody, one of your relatives, and maybe you get teary-eyed, or you feel like you didn't do something right for that person, you get that clearing, because that emotional body is probably in you, haunting you, and causing you all these problems and grief, because they enjoy doing it because they're getting your energy. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you, Ron. So let's see. Excuse me. This kind of goes with a little bit of what you were just talking about, the question from Michael. And he's asking, do spirits have to have bodies? Can they exist without the limits of the physical world?
Well, the emotional body does need to have a body to live with, to get energy off of. The spirit of light normally does not, and that normally will not body hop because the dark side wants it. So I doubt very much if a spirit that looks out of the eyes of a person is actually hanging out here. And the word spirit is used quite loosely in metaphysics. So you have a spirit in your body, which operates the body, and which is the body energy, we'll say, that has light in it. Then you have the spirit that looks out of your eyes. That's another spirit. And then you have a spirit which you could call the emotional body. So the spirit that looks out of your eyes does not need to have a body to live in, but the dark side takes it away. And it may be looking for ascension, and it's not here yet. So it has to go through the 2,000-year cycle in order for the light to stop the energy completely, turn it off, and you could call it void or darkness, and then it turns it back on again, and everything gets lifted by the light, and you go through the next incarnation in the land of light. That's a possibility, for you. But the emotional body does need to have a host, so that one does need to have a body to live in and work through and bring all the different energies of all the other incarnations that it was in with it. It has a memory of all of its bodies. And that's the sad part. Brings you addictions and everything else. Uh-oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okie dokie. So Michael also just did his spirit barcode removal, and he's just wanting to make sure that it did completely clear off him. He did it last month. He's just wondering if you would be able to confirm that he did it correctly, I guess.
Okay. Yes. Every clearing on the website works. So, it's okay if you ask. There's no problem there. But just by doing the clearing, it automatically works 100%. So Some people don't feel energies. I talk to some people off and on, and they say, gee, Ron, I did this clearing, I didn't feel a thing. Well, they're using their feeling body to sample whether the to validate the clearing. The clearing does work. And it's kind of like asking a person who's really mental about emotions. They don't have a clue. And that's kind of, you know, the scenario that women are emotional, typically men are mental. And, you know, that's kind of where that kind of comes from. And what is it? Men are from Mars, women are from Venus or something, you know, that book.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't use a particular body to analyze a situation that not where the body is not familiar with that energy. And I had one lady who came to me. I did an emotional clearing. She goes, I didn't feel anything. I says, that's real strange. She'd be the first one that I've worked with that didn't feel anything. I said, how are you analyzing? She said, well, I'm using my feelings. I said, well, I said, have you cleared your feeling body? Because your feeling body is corrupted. And how do you use a corrupted feeling body, or any body, but she's talking about feelings, to analyze whether something worked or not if you haven't had it cleaned out of the negative energy that has collected throughout your whole lifetime? And she goes, wow, you mean I'm using my feeling body to analyze different things and it's not cleared out? I go, well, no. Did you clear it? She goes, well, no, I didn't clear it. And I, you know, she may have or could have said, well, I worked with crystals and this and that, and still wouldn't have been cleared. But you know, some people believe or think that it's done by some other modality. But if you don't have it cleared, then you know, by the light, it's not going to work. You know, the light of the darkness could try to clear it. Also, that's what you do with mind-based practitioners. But the whole thing is, as you look at the situation that you're dealing with, you know, some people just don't know that things work because they don't know how to relate to it. In a sense, you know, you could, you know, in a sense say that, you know, that they don't have a clue what's going on with your body just because they don't. And some people don't have, you know, that availability to sample. All they know is what they have had in the past, and they use their, you know, scenario of the energies from year to year to year to evaluate where they are. But if you don't have a body cleaned out, you don't have a clue of what's happening. And if you use the wrong body to analyze yourself, then, you know, naturally you're not going to be able to figure out what's happening to yourself. So this lady that I'm talking about used her feeling body to try to check her emotions. You can't. And that's how she was basing her life and her decisions, by using her feeling body. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So we have somebody who's got a couple of vacation days coming up in order to, and they're going to clear out some boxes and stuff from their apartment and from a storage unit. And they're wondering what clearings you might suggest that may help them to let go of belongings.
Oh, okay. First, do a space clearing, okay, on where your space is. Get rid of the energy there. Because the energy there may have entities attached to it. So let's just say that you have something there that you collected that's in storage. Okay, we'll just say that you have an antique chair that you bought. You don't know why you bought it, but you have it, but now it's in storage because you're not using it. And you don't really see any need to have it, but all of a sudden you have it. Now it's in storage. Now there may be entities attached to that chair that want to sit in it. So you now want to clean out your storage chest. So naturally you go to the chair. The entities love that chair. Maybe it's a 100-year-old chair and you got entities that are, you know, 100 years of age sitting in your chair, you know, like pot kettle or something, you know. And you go to clean out your chair to get rid of it, and and they're there, and they hop into your body, they go, oh, you can't take my chair away. So that of you, you get the message, oh, the chair is, you know, I got to keep it. I want to sit in this someday. So you want to first clean out, do a space clearing on what you have typically in that space, and that may get rid of the entity, so you can go there and have, you know, a better way of looking at it. Does that help, Carrie?
Yeah, that sounds good. And then what about, I'm just thinking about, we were talking about this on a show recently, I can't remember which show, but you were describing to us how we need to pull our spirit energy and I think our body energy back to us that might be in our belongings or things we've created or whatever. So does having pieces of ourselves in our belongings that we're trying to get rid of, I would think that would make it harder to get rid of stuff if, you know, our spirit knows that a piece of itself is in, say, you know, a box of books, of books that we've read, or maybe, you know, yeah, artwork that we've done and thrown into storage or whatever.
Yeah, that is true, especially, you know, if it goes to the dump.
Yeah.
So you're throwing part of yourself away into the dump. So you want to pull your energy, your spirit energy, out of it.
Uh-huh.
And also your emotional energy out of it. Maybe you're reading a book and you go, oh, you know, you got this energy that excited you, positive or negatively, makes no difference.
Mm-hmm.
And now your emotional energy is in that. So now you're throwing away part of your emotional body along with your spirit energy because you touched it. So, yeah, you probably want to do that.
So can you tell us exactly what we need to say for each of those? Because I know probably all get the concept, but what words do we say?
You want to command your spirit to come out of everything in there. Maybe you got to command your spirit to come back to you. It's as simple as that. And then also command your emotional body. You can also, you know, like I said, do the space clearing, and that should help you out also, because that's going to bring that stuff, entities, out of there. And it can also be like a spirit retrieval.
Yeah.
So, you know, all those work.
Okay, so we would, like, sit in front of a box and say, spirit, I command you to come back to me, and emotional body, I command you to come back to me from this box. That we can do the whole box at once. We don't have to go item by item. Is that okay?
Yeah, that could work. And you may just look at one of the clearings on the website that could also help you out with that, too. So you may want to do one of the clearings, one of the simple clearings. Maybe I'm just looking at self-empowerment clearing. Okay, that might go a little sideways, but you may have energies attached to what you have in storage according to one of those issues that you're dealing with. So that issue could be, you know, connected to some of your stuff. So I would think that the self-empowerment clearing might help you to get rid of more stuff only because it has issues attached to it. Does that make sense,
uh-huh,
to you, Carol?
Yeah, no, I'm just, as you're saying that, I'm just thinking about me. I have all my life, until I met you, really, loved reading and loved books, and I ran a bookshop in England for a while, and to me, for most of my life, books have kind of been like comfort food for me, and I have a lot of books, and I am slowly getting rid of them, but very slowly, so I'm thinking of what you're saying now on the self-empowerment clearing. You know, maybe I could figure out what that is that makes me want comfort food in the form of books. And if I could clear that, then I could get rid of more books. I think that's kind of what you mean.
Yes, because the books have keywords. And the keywords might be connecting to you, making you not get rid of the book.
Yeah, and just the books themselves, having books around me has always been comforting to me. So I have to find a way to be completely comfortable without books.
Yeah,
you know, and maybe...
and maybe even a mental flaring.
Yeah,
I'm just looking at it a little differently here.
Okay.
So maybe the books, let's see. maybe, I don't know how to say this here.
Just blur it out. It's okay.
Okay, so let's just say that you have, quarter-heimers or half-heimers, Alzheimer's, or Alzheimer's, one of those, right? And so maybe the books are bringing you the information because it's never lost. And you might be thinking that you're going to be losing some of your mental faculties, so it needs to be intact. Because you read it once, you don't want to forget about it.
Right.
Just an idea there.
Yeah, no, but that's interesting.
But another way to look at it is that, you know, I would look at it as keywords. You know, like I've told people, if you have a lot of books, especially metaphysical books, you know, put them in your garage. You know, a lot of people, after they do this, they want to get rid of them. But I'm not necessarily saying to do that, but people do it. But what I'm saying is there's keywords in the books, whether you open the book up or not, that's courting you. And if it's in your house, you know, it's in your proximity, and your energy is going into those books. Just like a ghost through a wall, you know, the energy is coming out of all those books. And you may be connected to keywords that you know nothing about, even if you haven't even read the book.
Yeah.
So what you might do is just box all the books up. If you have a garage to put them in, or you know, a location that would be maybe 100 feet away from you or something where the energy would be less, just take them out, you know, maybe for a day or two, and see if you feel better by having the books disconnected from your energetic system.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully that might help somebody, because there could be something in there that, much like a dark side practitioner, you know, hexes and spells energy, that you bought the book and the person who did it wanted to connect with your energy. You never know, you know, what's in that book or what the person has done. I would imagine that every book out there that was for sale, the person who wrote the book has energy on it, maybe even if it was the company who made the book and published it. Maybe they have put their own energy on it to make the thing sell.
Right.
But now, here you are, you know, you have a book by Sally Smith, right? A well-known mm-hmm. artist. And all of a sudden, you know, when she wrote that book, she wanted to make money on it, so she put energy into it. Maybe she went to a lady who could shake a doll or light candles, you know, and said, I want this book to be the bestseller. And all of a sudden, now it has energy on it, and she's now taking the energy from you because you bought the book. So it's kind of like a psychic vampire. And you don't know about that because you just bought the book because you wanted to get some information out of it. That's why I say just take the book and take it out of your room, maybe out of your house. A lot of people put the books in their garage. They think I'm kind of nuts when I say this, but they say, I'll just try just for the heck of it. They get rid of them and they go, man, I feel a lot better. And that's because the keywords and the energy that's on the book or on that information is no longer connected to you quite as nicely. And I even have people say, you know, this book or these books, you know, had so much energy on them, I really don't want to pass them on to anybody, you know, by going to another bookstore. I'll just take them on and throw them out.
Mm-hmm.
And I have people say they burned their books. Well, I'm not really saying what to do on it, but the thing is, connected to you energetically, burning it would be the best thing to do, especially if you found one that really has you hooked up. So, getting out there kind of, out on a limb, you know?
Yeah, it's good information, though. It's a good reminder to us all. I actually have boxed up a bunch of my books, and they're in someone else's garage because I didn't want to take them to the library or a bookstore, secondhand bookstore or anything, and get someone else hooked up. And it does feel better having them out, but I still have a lot more to get rid of. So, yeah, so thanks for the personal therapy session. So I think, I don't know when you want to get off, Ron, because you have another show coming up at the top of the hour, but we've got one other question here from Q, if you have time for it.
I'll do one quick one, yes.
Okay, so the question is, Ron, what do you say to someone who says that you need to have a thicker skin to tolerate insults?
What do you what do you do for yourself, or what do you say to somebody?
What would you do for yourself if you wanted
what
to?
What would I do for myself? I guess they're saying that you get offended.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying? If offended easily, so that could probably be your feeling body, or it could be maybe you're very empathic, and you're picking up extra energies that way too. So what I would do first, naturally, is your emotional body, and that might fix it. But if you already did that, now they're saying something else to you, and you're wondering, gee, the emotional clearing wasn't completely effective. Well, it was effective for the emotions, but it may not have been effective for your feeling body or even your sensory body or your empathic body. So you have three choices there. I would see, you know, if you say feeling a lot in your life, you say, I feel good, I feel bad, I feel crappy, I feel this, that, and the other. If you use the word feeling right away, you know you are a feeling body person. If you go into a location and you don't use the word feelings and you walk into a room and you feel all this energy coming at you, then you're probably empathic. Or it could be your sensory body, one or the other. And it's up to you to decide which one it is. It could be both. But I'm just trying to narrow it down for people. So if you don't use the word feelings, if you do use the word feelings, and do your feeling body. If not, then do the sensory or the empathic body, one or the other, or maybe both. You kind of decide what type of person you are. And an empathic person will normally feel belly aches and stomach aches, and they'll feel headaches, as they walk into a room or see somebody. And they'll really sample the energies coming to their body. A sensory person is very similar, but maybe not quite as bad, in a sense. But anyway, that's what I would say to do. There's really no way that I can tell you exactly which one to do, but just kind of notice how you have behaved. And maybe ask a friend of yours, what do you think, hey, more of a sensory person or more of a empathic person? And, ask about three or four of your friends, and they can tell you. So I guess we should go now, Carrie. So, but it's a nice night tonight.
Okay. So, yeah, I just have one quick question, Ron. Can we command our bodies to turn those off if we're going to be with people who are insulting to us? Can we say, sensory body, I command you to turn yourself off or anything?
I don't think it will turn off. You could probably do the shrink wrap.
Yeah, that was my next question.
I'll do the shrink wrap, but those bodies are activated, and that's how you're living your life. Remember, these bodies are what you're living life through.
Yeah.
So that, try to turn them off. They probably will not even want to get turned off.
Good point, yeah.
So I can
and also, if you're in your heart, you won't be reactive to the insults. They'll just be words
right.
flying by you.
Yeah, let's do the mind to heart drop. What I'll do is turn off your emotional body for the next 10 minutes. So kind of look at your clock right now. And
okay.
In 10 minutes now, it'll be activated. So here we go. I'm going to turn it off for 10 minutes. And you're going to feel peace. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There, it's turned off for 10 minutes here.
Wow.
So on my computer, on the clock here, it's almost getting close to 54 after. So at 4 minutes after the hour, it'll come back online. Okay, Carrie, thank you. Thank you,
thanks,
listener.
Ron.
Okay, bye, everybody.
Thanks, everybody. And Ron's next show, go to creationlightship.com. On the homepage over on the right-hand side, you'll see the icon to click on to get to the next show. Good night. Thanks for your questions this evening.